Sweet Caroline. Bop, do, do, do. Good evening, good morning. I may look blue, like a dead person, but I'm actually alive. Don't worry about it. It is 6:12 a.m. here in Southern California, and it is the afternoon in London town where PG is. Welcome to the show.
No, you nearly did it. You nearly went wrong.
I have it.
Owen, we're happy. This is a happy pod.
Very, 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 very. The Arsenal win. This show is brought to you by Football Prizes, and we'll announce the next auction at the end of the show. I think you guys are going to be very, very pleased. Good evening, everybody. Let's go up and just get some messages here from everyone, PG. Boy, I need a tan. Let's see. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Mark, I'm going to put as many of these up as I can. Barry tuned in late, 1-0 down, was furious. I think we all were for a little bit. We're ready for the Willian rating. Don't you worry, it's coming. 407, I questioned my decision to make a wake up. Me too, totally. Another comeback, that's two in a row. Willian was excellent indeed. And then here we go. Happy Willian, happy Sunday squaddies. Hello squad. Amanda, let's start at the very beginning. Let's go, boys and girls. Let's just get... We got Squaddy Roy. I love the name. Nice.
Oh.
Very good. Very good. And yes, I am in my bathrobe, everyone. The Highbury squad comes to you real. Like, we just show our... We wear our hearts on our sleeves, don't we, PG? And we... Now he's got me calling you PG, Amanda. And yeah, I'm in my bathrobe and my beanie. And this is my uniform for the rest of the day. Right. Let's get started. Here's the hat I have on. It's this one and also my bathrobe hat. How about that? We can double up. Oh, that looks cool. I like that. All right, everyone. We won. We beat Leicester. We beat the darlings, one of the media darlings anyway. It was started off very dodgy, Amanda. And, you know, there was a mistake by Willian and Xhaka that exposed the defense. But boy, did they let Tielemans just run, and they backed off. And I think I tweeted, I said, if they backed off anymore, they would have been back in London. Terrible, terrible goal to give away. Wasn't a great start, was it?
No, it really wasn't. And unfortunately, it was very, very Arsenal to do what they did. And Mari just letting in calm and calm and calm. Honestly, what was he doing? And it was all a bit of a... Here we go again scenario, wasn't it? I'm sorry, I went for 2-2. So I was like, yeah, look, pray that I'm right at 1-0 down. We was a bit all over the place to start with.
And what did you think of the team selection? Because in true Arsenal fan fashion, everyone was having a bit of a meltdown.
And I had
tweeted out and said, let's not give up on the game before it's even started. You know,
I think the problem we've got at the moment is everyone's playing FIFA by the sounds of it. Everyone knows everything. If you think logically, I actually did a massive tweet about Partey at the beginning. I said on this pod, he will play 20 minutes today. I had a row with someone on Twitter this morning about the fact that you do not know how fit anyone is except Arteta and his team. So should we just trust him a little bit? Because what Arteta is trying to do, in my eyes, is totally right and manage the team properly. Partey, every time he's come back, he's got injured. So why would you start him today? You just wouldn't. I would have been really annoyed if
I wouldn't have done that either.
Amanda
froze.
Oh.
You froze for a minute.
Huh?
Yeah, you froze.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I said to Carl that he'll get 20 minutes. He'll just get 20 minutes. And that's absolutely fine. Let's just start. I think we'll start with the player ratings and we can go from there.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, look, let's just do that. So then we get to talk about the whole game. Get ready, everybody, to get stuck in as well. We'll start with Leno. To be honest with you, there were a couple of shots outside the box.
Yeah.
There was nothing he could do about the goal.
No.
And in the end, they didn't trouble him. Second half, they troubled him a lot more. So for me, Leno gets a 7 just for being there.
That's what I've done. I've gone for a 7. There's not much else you can say. He wasn't at fault with the first goal, and that's the end of it. And, he, you know, for me, he's growing in stature. I'm feeling more and more confident every game we go through. So, yeah, Leno gets a 7 from me.
Yes, and also this is a good point from Adam. An early kickoff win. We did it.
Don't. Honestly, hate these, and even tweeted about it yesterday and then tweeted at the end of the game. I always love these midday kickoffs.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so Cedric.
A change that we wanted to see a lot, Amanda, and that was Cedric for Bellerin. And boy, did that work. He's so much better, isn't he? Better on the ball, better defensively. I love how he tries to always move the ball forward. When the ball comes to him, there was a moment in the first half where he did a really nice turn, went down the flank. He crossed it in a little prematurely, no one really there in the box. But he always is playing positive football. And I just think he has to start at right back all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. He is our number one choice for right back. He gets a 7 for me today. Played better in the second half. Actually, most people play better in the second half, but for me, he gets a 7. I really like him on the right, and I love Tierney on the left, which we'll come to in a minute. But for me, I like Cedric. I do. I think he gives us something that Bellerin doesn't. He can actually cross a ball. Anyway, yeah. Moving on.
But also, I agree with Ayushman here, because he did Pepe perform. But see how Pepe performs when he has. It happened when he played with Maitland-Niles too. Whenever Maitland-Niles deputised at right back, he plays much better when. Yes, Arteta wants him to still be disciplined defensively, Amanda, but at the same time, he doesn't have to worry about that as much. And we'll get to Pepe eventually, because, you know, he was able to excel as well. All right, who have you got next for us?
Sorry, I've just got to plug something in. I've just realised what I am and what I'm not. That's why I froze.
I can tell you what you are and what you're not.
This is so me, isn't it?
Welcome to all 300 of you in live chat right now. Thanks so much for joining us. Get stuck in with your player ratings. And let's go. Who's next?
Right. Next one is Louise. Oh, what a header. What a header. Do you know, he gets an 8 for me. I love Louise when he plays like this. He's commanding, he's authoritative, he's enthusiastic, and getting the ball and score a great goal like that, I loved it. To me, he's going to get an 8. I mean, I know I'm pushing it, but when he plays well, he doesn't seem to me to be like one of those ex-Chelsea players that just comes to us for the money. He actually wants to win. And I'm sorry, I don't care. I can't really look at the comments because it's only me on today. But for me, Louise is getting an 8. I can see actually most are agreeing, which is good. What about you, Soph?
I think that, you know, it's really easy to always criticise David Luiz because of, you know, the mistakes he's made in the past. But I think that we also have to credit players when they play well. You can criticise them, and we're all very, very good at doing that. But let's be honest, I thought he was a total leader today. He led the line at the back, really, other than the goal at the very beginning. After that, you know, we overcame the adversity. We controlled the game. I mean, Vardy didn't have a sniff today. You know, he was in our back pocket for pretty much the whole game. And his movement in
the
box.
And when he did, I'll talk about him in a second.
Yeah, and when his movement in the box was just fantastic for that header. We keep complaining about crosses into the box, Amanda, and how poor we are. There's no one there to get on the end of it. And finally today we converted, and David Luiz, I thought, had a really good game. I'm going to give him an 8.
Yep, we're sort of in agreement at the moment. Okay,
well, so let's change that, I'm sure, at some point.
Let's discuss Mari. So if you want to go on Mari's first half performance, he'd get a 2. And on his second half performance, he'd get like up to a 7. But it was really poor for the first goal. It was really poor. He just let him come. And it was like, how can you allow him to go into the box like that? But second half, as the game went on, he got better. That's for sure. He definitely, definitely got better. I've given Mari a 6.5, but I think I'm coming down to a 6 because I just don't think he warrants a 6.5 for the whole game.
Yeah, I think positionally, Mari's a very smart footballer, right? But he doesn't have the pace. And I was really worried about him playing with Jamie Vardy, who is like a lightning bolt sometimes. And I thought that in the first half, I agree, wasn't that great. But again, with someone like David Luiz next to him, who I think was very vocal, had that leadership. He improved as the game went on, got much better. And you have to say, when a player like Vardy is lauded by everyone, Amanda, and, you know, he gets the goals that he does, I think that to play the way he did against him was great. So I'm going to give him a 7. Vardy never scored today, and he really didn't trouble us. And he's lethal. And so for those reasons, I think that the back line all deserve a round of applause.
Absolutely. Tierney, do you know what I love about this?
Everything.
Do you know what I love? You keep freezing, Soph. Is it you or me?
It's you.
Okay. Am I freezing?
Maybe, yeah. Are you cold?
No. I'm actually plugged in wired now. That's why I shouldn't freeze. What I love about this with Tierney is when we don't talk about him, we've had a great game. You know, he's just so solid in that left-back position. I don't want anyone ever to play there apart from him. I know it's not realistic, and we're going to have to with, God forbid, injuries or suspensions. But I feel like this confident, this player is just bloody superb. And the fact that he got a 7 for me today, because he didn't have much to do. And yeah. I love that. I feel confident with him. What a player we've got with Tierney. I know we say it every week. And, you know, having him on the left, and actually going back to what you're saying about Pepe was on the right today. None of us want that. And he played so well with bloody Cedric behind him. Sorry,
exactly.
But Tierney gets a 7 for me. I'm not going to keep going on. Come.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, here's what I love about Tierney and Kajabo here. I agree with you. He's always a threat to the opposition, amazing attitude. And what I like about him the most, Amanda, is that he's got a little shithousery in him too, in the sense that we saw the clips after the Olympiacos game, the game in Athens, we're playing Olympiacos next, Benfica game, where he said what he said to that player, you diving, see you next Tuesday. I love that attitude that he brings. He's the kind of player that we used to have that instills a little bit of that fear in the opposition, and we haven't had that for a long, long time. So for me, Kieran Tierney, not his super best game today. Again, positionally, I think for that Tielemans goal, it was a little off, but he got caught because of the mistakes that came before that. Mm. So he gets a 7.
Far, we are similar.
G-Funk, I'm not hating on Bellerin. I guarantee you 80% of people in chat will agree with us on the fact that Bellerin has regressed as a player.
It's not hating. It's the fact that Cedric is a far better player than Bellerin, and we say it as it is. That's it. Often you will find that Sophie and I don't agree on much, but we agree on Bellerin, full stop. And you're entitled to your opinion. It's not hating. It's just Cedric is better for the position. Anyway, moving on. Xhaka. Yeah. I'm sorry. Right. Do you want to go first?
You go. Go on, just let rip, and then I'll just say, okay, I agree.
Do you know what? He loses the ball for the first goal. He slows the game down. At one stage, me and Carl went, does he even know how to pass forward? And I said, that is why Kevin, on one of our shows, said it about 100 times, how happy he was that Xhaka passed forward in one of our games. He just slows it down when he's not with Partey. When he's with Partey, he's so much better as a player. He really is. So for me, I've given Xhaka a 6.5 for the second half performance. I don't agree that he was great all game, but he just slows it down too much. But when Partey comes on, he is a different player.
Yeah, I think the thing with Xhaka is that he's damned if he does, and he's one of those players, right? And there's no way of getting around that when you have someone like Elneny next to you, who I think isn't his best partner. I thought it was interesting that Ceballos was benched today, obviously made those two mistakes, but I would have thrown him back into the frying pan today. I would have said, go play, give him that confidence. Mm. And instead he plays Elneny, but I understand why. It's because of the threat on the break from Leicester. And we didn't want to get caught, but we had so much possession. And the problem is, in that first half, for the first 20, 25 minutes, we weren't doing anything with it. We were wasting the ball. So the wing backs were flying. And unfortunately, in the final third, everything stopped. You know, the balls were poor. Lacazette really, credit to him, tried to get in the game as much as possible. Too much sideways, backwards. However, with that said, he made a couple of really good tackles. I don't think he had as bad a game as people think. I'm going to give Xhaka a 6.5.
Mm, same as me.
Yes.
What is going on? There is someone in chat that I agree with, but I've lost it. Sorry, it's so quick. Where they said that Xhaka cannot be our long-term vision. I think it's Emmuz, and I totally agree. He can't. But at the moment, and correct what Thomas from Norway has just said, he does cover a lot of ground, and he is getting better with Partey. Let's just see. He can't be our long-term vision, I agree. But at the moment, that's what we've got.
I do think, Amanda, that sometimes... Oh, this is the one that you saw from Alkarp. He's a good player, but he's not. Is that the one that you saw?
It wasn't, but that's okay. Very good. He does.
Yeah, and I agree with James. A good run from Xhaka for the Pepe goal. Brilliant drive from him. Surrounded him with the right people, and you
Partey.
See him.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
So, because he needs that intelligent player next to him. Unfortunately,
sometimes you just need to keep it simple. That this is what Arteta wants. He wants the flair players, and of course. You know, he's looking for that. But a little bit like Manchester City, Fernandinho does the simple things really well. You know, he's able to then allow those others around him to do what they do. And you've got to have a player like a Xhaka in there who's going to excel when he plays along someone like a Partey. Thanks to all 400 of you who have joined us in live chat. We won. Let's move
Yay!
On.
Yay, we've got Who's loads next? To say. We're El still Nenny. Ninth, but unfortunately Spurs are 2-0 up, just to dampen it slightly. Okay. So we won't be ninth, but we have to play them soon. Right, El Nenny. Right, so El Nenny for me today, right, he just gets a solid 7. He did what he needed to do. I don't think he was brilliant. I don't think he was bad. He just gets a 7. I haven't got much to say. He's definitely not one of my long-term visions. Score player.
Yeah, I don't rate him at all. I don't like him. He super slows it down even more than Xhaka for me. Xhaka gets all. It's easy to criticize that Xhaka did it. You know, he's the one that fought for most, and why we're so slow. But sometimes I think he, because of the mistakes in the past, he plays it safer. El Nenny's the one that really plays the ball back and sideways a lot too. So for me, he's a squad player. He came in today, did a decent job. And that's all that we made 6 changes today, 6 changes to the squad, and still had this consistency about us and overcame adversity. And that there's a lot to be said about that. So, you know, he was part of the problem in that first goal. I agree with you there. But for me, he's a six.
I'm going to interrupt every time Arteta comes on and talks about player we've just rated. Okay. So he's just spoken about Xhaka. You have to put an example on the pitch of character and going for every single ball with that determination. Probably he's played more minutes than anyone on the pitch, but he keeps going. I love the way Arteta talks about his players. I really do. I love it. So that's about Xhaka. Right. My boy Pepe. Honestly, one of his best games. I have loved it. The only thing I didn't love was how many fouls were on him. They obviously thought he was our danger man today because they didn't stop failing him and finally got a yellow card for it. He's getting a 9. He's getting a 9 for me. Pepe was everywhere today, and as you're right. And you know what I loved even more? The reason he's getting that top 9 is because he played on the right and his position is on the left, as far as I'm concerned. And what with Cedric behind him,
she's frozen.
And he
again.
Didn't stop. Yeah. And he scores. And I love him. Love him.
Well, look, this guy's had to come overcome a lot of adversity, right? He's a player that has this incredible price tag around his neck. He comes with the baggage of being Arsenal's most expensive signing ever. And he was benched when he was playing well. You know, he strung 4 really good games together. And to come off today... and come off the bench today and play the way he did. But not only that, he bossed the game. It's exactly what we've been wanting from Pepe. And again, he was able to do the things he did exactly because he had someone like Cedric behind him, much more confident. You could see that. The interplay between him and Willian was absolutely superb. And yep. And the fact that he was fouled so many times also led to our goal, led to the penalty, the what should have been the penalty, right? Which was a free kick, and we'll get to some of those things. So for me, he looks like he's playing with a point to prove, and that's what we want to see. He's actually taking on this challenge that Arteta has given him, and he's performing, and he was a proper threat, and that's what we want from him. And that was just brilliant from him today. I'll give him a 9.
Yeah, me and you, we're the same scores. I think what's happening is the more he's playing, the better he's getting. And I you know how much I love, and I'm just so pleased for him, because I think what he's doing is what Arteta wants. He's working hard. And obviously he's in training, because the thing is, when the team came out today, he has to rotate. We're playing every 3 or 4 days. He's got no choice. And we come on to the next one when we talk about...
You missed it. Oh, gone. Sorry.
Smith Rowe I'm talking yeah. about. And this is my point. Right, so Smith Rowe... Right. Can you hear okay? Okay. So Arteta on the Smith Rowe injury, it was a muscular injury, so we decided to take him out. Hopefully it's not going to be too bad. For me, the reason ESR's got an injury... perhaps, is being overplayed. And that is why when people moan that certain players aren't playing, this could be a reason. I'm not saying it is. Muscular injury, Smith Rowe. So Smith Rowe comes off. Up to then, he was getting a 7 for me, Smith Rowe. I thought he did really well. I really, really enjoy watching him.
Yeah, but you're clicking. You're going in and out. But that's okay. I can hear you now. I can hear you now.
Maybe I'll open this door. I don't know if it'll make any difference, but let's see.
Hold on, guys. This early start, I've got to get all the lights right now because I get a reflection. Keep talking, PG. Who are you going to talk about now?
Right. Well, Smith Rowe went off and then Udegaard comes on.
And... okay, wait. Let me talk about Smith Rowe real quick.
Right,
hold
go on.
Just wait 1 second. Well, it got really dark again. That's better, though. I don't care. Right, so Smith Rowe. Here's my biggest concern about Smith Rowe. He's a really good player. He's a huge talent. He's a little bit... welcome to all 500 of you in chat right now, by the way. He is, I'm hoping, not Jack Wilshere 2.0. I tweeted that earlier as well. He gets injured easily. He's been injured often. And I know everyone is overplayed right now. It's been a very short start from the end of the season to this season, dealing with COVID and all of those kinds of things too. But he is a baller. He's an absolute baller. So for me, I'll give him a 6.5, and let's hope that his injury is not too serious and that he can come back. This is why we bought in Udegaard, you know, because we have to have cover. And I'm not sure that he's going to be... are you going to go into the next season with ESR as your number 10? I don't know what everyone else in chat feels. I just think that we need somebody else. And I think he's going to grow into that role. Whereas Saka demands that role now in several roles and can play multiple positions. And ESR is very versatile too. I'm not sure if we can go into the next season with him as the number one guy.
I think Udegaard's going to take that place, and that's who I'm going to talk about next. I don't know where she is. She's back. Udegaard. What I said the other night on the pod when I came on a bit later, I didn't realise Kev had said at the beginning, where the fact that his football brain is so far ahead of so many of our players. I just love him. He is our future. We need to sign Udegaard. I'm not getting excited after a few games, but one of the balls he put over the top, I was like, wow. I went, that's Bergkamp-esque. And Carl went, steady. I went, no, that is Bergkamp-esque. I loved it. I love him. Absolutely love Udegaard. So Udegaard's going to get an 8 for me. His football brain is just superb.
Yeah. Here's the scoop. We've said this on the show before, that when he was playing in La Liga and he went on loan to Real Sociedad, he was, before COVID clicked in, one of the best players in the league. He's very intelligent. He's very smart. Zidane didn't really want him to go on loan. He's been waiting for his chance, and I think he's taking it here at the Arsenal. And so, you know, I think that he's got talent. I think that we need to hold the mayo a little bit. You know, we got to see if he can do it consistently in the Premier League. Clearly, he's a very talented player. He brings an X factor to the team that we just don't have. He can pass the ball. He can hold the ball. He knows when to deliver the ball. He's very super smart, and he needs players around him. And we said it on the show last week, didn't we, that he thinks a little bit like Ozil in his heyday. He thinks two passes ahead beyond anyone, and that's proper football intelligence. And so I agree with Ian. I don't like it when ESR and he play together. I think sometimes they cancel each other out. So for me, he gets a good 7 today. I thought that he was pretty decent, and I think that if you're going to put your money, give your money to Real Madrid in the summer, I'd rather at this point give it for Udegaard than Ceballos.
Yep, I agree. Absolutely. Now we come on to one of the most controversial Arsenal players this season, honestly, Mr. Willian. I mean, look, last game, when he was brought on, none of us wanted him on, and he changed it. He helped us beat Benfica. I'm sorry he did. This game, well, I never thought the day would come, Gooners. He is my man of the match. Willian is my man of the match, and he gets a 9.25 just ahead of Pepe. Just ahead of Pepe, because Pepe got a 9 for me. I was torn between them two getting man of the match, but I think Willian deserved it. And I want to see if I've got any quotes on. Yes, I have, on Willian. Okay. Arteta on Willian, he was really good, and we've seen that in training over the last few weeks. He changed the game against Benfica when he came on, and today it was the same with him and the other senior players. So, you know what? What do we know? All I know is that, you know, if anyone could see what we write in our WhatsApp group about how we do not see him as an Arsenal player. But today, he gave his all. I will never agree with anyone that says, because I think one of the commentators mentioned about the article he wrote this week about he still wants to be at Chelsea, misses Chelsea. He probably does miss Chelsea. He's probably said that. You know, that was the love of his life, that club. But he's now playing for us, and there's never a doubt that I don't think he ever never gives 100%. Just he hasn't been good enough. But today, it's just been, as he said, a whirlwind of a week. Well, whirlwind of 4 days for Willian. For me to give him man of the match, exactly, Ainsley. Credit where credit is due. And I am so pleased. We only want these players to do well. That's it. And I think that Benfica's probably helped him a little bit with his confidence. Today will. I'm hoping that, I know Pepe got man of the match for the commentators. Was it Willian? I can't remember. I think it was Pepe, actually, that Martin Keown gave it to. I was torn, but I'm going to give it to Willian. I'm really pleased.
Listen, we have to be really fair as fans, right?
Yeah.
And the truth is that he's been garbage a lot. But the truth also is, and let's be fair, he hasn't started for 2 months. And Kev did on one of his segments, why does Willian get the blame for everything? It seems like he gets the blame for everything, even when he's not starting. And I think that's just because if he hadn't come from Chelsea, maybe people would be a little bit more patient with him. He also needs to, I would say, keep his mouth shut right now while he's at Arsenal in terms of his love for Chelsea and how he didn't really want to leave and it was very difficult. We know that. When you play for a team like that and you win at the highest level and you won everything at Chelsea, it's easy to understand. The difference was we offered him 3 years, they offered him 2 years. But today, the whole front line was completely different. They haven't really played together this season consistently. And it's not easy at this point in the season to come in and do what he did, right? Especially when the world is watching and the Arsenal nation are ready to pounce on you no matter what. So I thought he controlled the game. I think Pepe probably got the nod or gets the nod from a lot of people because he plays with a little bit more flair. There were a couple of times where he put Tierney through and Tierney crossed the ball poorly. I think that he was confident. He played with energy and passion. And it's all we've been asking for. This is the performance we've been wanting to see.
Yep.
To be honest with you, I know people say, well, Leicester had injuries. Maybe it would have been different with Madison. But we played this game without Saka and Aubameyang. Aubameyang came on with, what, 10 minutes to go at the end? So we made six changes. Leicester, this team is in top four. Everyone was talking about them maybe winning the league, Amanda. They're guaranteed Champions League football, everybody is saying. And so I think it's a testament to the fact that the players were engaged, they were ready to come on. And, you know, I give him a 9 today. I give him a 9.
Do you know what as well?
We have a Nicola, you have a long lost relative. That's my last game.
Yay. I also, 2 assists that we need to mention. We need to mention 2 assists.
Yes.
It was just involved in everything. And let me tell you something. I gave us no hope of going to the King Power Stadium, playing Leicester, who have been superb. Anything. And to come away and do what we've done after being 1-0 down to a shoddy fucking goal that we've given away. We've actually let them score, I'm afraid. And then we just took the game to them. So Willian needs to, you know, he deserves man of the match in my eyes.
Amanda, correct me if I'm wrong, and maybe our squaddies in chat can help us, but I think he has the most assists of any Arsenal player this season. We haven't scored too many goals. You guys can correct. There we go. Alcarp, most assists in Arsenal. Thank you.
Thank you, because I wouldn't know that.
For a player who's completely under fire, that is crazy. And whipped in a lovely ball to his Brazilian teammate for that first goal as well. And I think that, you know, this is why I would take Saka maybe off corners and free kicks sometimes. But, you know, and Udogie,
you know what?
Set piece as well.
It was really interesting what you're saying as we were going through the players, and you mentioned Saka. I completely forgot he wasn't
playing.
Isn't
that great?
Oh, my God, that is so great. That boy needs a rest. Did that boy need a rest? Our boy, the jewel in the crown, as everyone keeps saying. And the fact that we must mention that Kevin's working today, and he will be back on the next pod probably tomorrow. He would have loved it today. We would have been...
Oh, I'm sure he's going to let us hear it tomorrow. That's for sure.
We'll be hearing it later on WhatsApp. Right, Lacazette, and then obviously the swap for Oba. I like Lacazette. I think, you know, he works so hard. He just doesn't get much of the plaudits. But I feel like every game he comes on, he's getting better and better since he's come back. He gets, what did I put? I put 7.5 for Laka.
Look at you then, making your, you got your little note. Did you make your little note?
Well, you know what? Because I sit here, forget half the match of who I think's done well. And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to write it like a little journalist does. You know, I'm not a journalist. I'm not anything.
I love it.
I've got terrible brain fog, haven't I? So
yeah,
you would have probably said to me, and I'd have said, who scored the second goal? So I'm a bit organised. Look, everybody.
I like how you had your ratings ready too. She's on the ball today. That new move, that new job. She's fighting fit, ready to go, Amanda. Listen.
Can I just say, since I started my new job Thursday, we've had 2 in 2.
This is good.
I was going to message all my work colleagues and go, since I've joined you, it's 2 in 2.
I love it. Listen, there's 560 of you in live chat. Hit that like button for us. We'd really appreciate it. If you don't like us, let us know why. We're big girls here. We can take it on the chin. And also, you know, if you are not subscribed, hit that subscribe button. A couple of the listeners were like, Sophie, Amanda, you really need to ask people to subscribe. And I'm like, we don't usually like to ask for anything on this show. We just like people to enjoy it. But this is your show. This show is as much you as it is us. So please do hit that subscribe button if you dig us.
I've got some stats on Willian. Look, we need to do this because we have slated him every game. So Willian versus Leicester, 94% pass accuracy. 94. I don't know what that means. 2/4 dribbles complete. Oh, 2 out of 4 dribbles completed. 4 out of 5 accurate long passes. 6 out of 9 accurate crosses. 3 chances created. 2 assists. And that's why he's my man of the match. Pepe's come close. So Aubameyang and Lacazette, what are you going to give for Aubameyang?
Lacazette. Okay, so here's what I love about. We hit the 4K. Thanks, Harsh. Thanks for letting us know.
Yay,
that's awesome.
Fantastic.
Thank you guys so much.
But we have 6,500 on Twitter. So where are you all?
So hold on a second, because all things Arsenal, we're going to get to Arteta. Just give us a minute here.
Oh, we will.
All right. So here's the scoop with Lacazette. He's the type of player that does so much and it's almost invisible to the eye sometimes, and it goes underappreciated. He deserved his start today. He had already done really well, I think, this season, especially when combined with the younger players, Amanda. He's our unsung hero in a sense that I've compared him to Bobby Firmino from Liverpool, in the sense, maybe not, I'm not saying like for like talent, but what they do off the ball and what he allows the others to do around him. I mean, he makes other players shine, and that is what, and he does it, and he never complains. He puts his head down. There's a reason why Arteta makes him captain as well when Aubameyang isn't playing. And so for me, I give Lacazette an 8.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
What about you?
I've gone 7.5 for Lacazette. I agree. I absolutely. What's going on, Soph? We just, like, me and you agreeing.
No. Should we have a fight about something? Just to have.
We will in a minute. We're starting on Arteta. That's when we're going to have our little fight.
You know what it is, Amanda? He also it's a lot of pressure to get up and take that penalty when you haven't been playing. And, you know, we felt aggrieved with one of the earlier penalties. And we'll talk about a couple of the decisions in a nutshell as soon as we're done with the ratings. So it was big for him today. I thought he did brilliantly.
Yeah, and Aubameyang coming on, I think, was the right thing to do. Give him some minutes again. I haven't really got a rating for him. But look, all in all, it was brilliant. But let's go back to that penalty, because Carl and I have argued, like you and I have argued. I think it was outside. I think the initial thing was outside. What I don't like about VAR, and I did tweet about this, it bores me so much. You know what I'm finding? Every time we score it, I can't, for that second, enjoy it. I go, yeah, and then I go, VAR, straight away. And it ruins my game. But would we have got the penalty Lacazette scored if it wasn't for VAR? And what I loved about the ref this time, and I don't often praise refs, he was told to overturn it, went to the screen, looked at it for no longer than 2 seconds. And as he was running back, I said to Carl, he's giving the penalty. It would have been if it had stayed for 10 or 20 seconds and had countless looks at the incident that you wouldn't have known, but I knew straight away as soon as he walked away, he's giving us that. And Lacazette, we're at 1-0 down, a lot of pressure. We're very delicate in the league at the moment. Our confidence can be broken at any moment. And I just feel that it was a great penalty by Lacazette. Great penalty. Smashed it.
Do you think, can we just go back to the first one? Because I felt like, welcome Sherlock. I love his name, Sherlock Holmes. Brilliant stuff. Yeah, it's so good. And I want to know what everyone thinks, because I had a comment up here where someone said it was outside, but it was the second challenge I felt, and I think Carl felt the same.
We argued about it in the lounge.
Yeah, it was a penalty.
It has to go on the first challenge. It has to, and that's what they all saw. I just thought, okay, they saw it as a foul. At least they saw it as that, because they gave us a free kick. No, it wasn't a penalty for me.
Okay.
It wasn't. But the second one, when it went to VAR, I was screaming on Twitter, that is a penalty. I didn't even have to, I don't even know what that says.
You're getting a lot of praise for doing your homework today, Amanda.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do I get a
She loves
start?
Using a pen and paper, by the
I
way.
I do. Yeah. I'm so old school.
Doesn't do notes on her iPhone, that's for sure.
No, I'm 51. It wouldn't work because I've got the chat on, so it just wouldn't work. I'm 51 and I still like paper and pen, I'm afraid. What was I going to say? So you throw me now.
No, VAR. I think
VAR.
Yeah.
It ruins it for me. I didn't even have to look at VAR. The first time I saw it, I said, that's a penalty. He's got his arm out. Oh, come on. That's not even a debate, is it? I know penalties are opinions, but opinion-based, whether it is or isn't, but there isn't. And I'm glad the referee didn't even debate it. He looked at it once and went penalty. And, you know, all I'm saying is that it was 1-1 when we went in at half-time, wasn't it?
Yes.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
No, 2-1. We got the penalty. The Lacazette scored the penalty just before half time, and we went 2-1 up, and then Pepe got the third goal in the second half. And I think getting that second goal right before half time
gave me a bit of confidence. Do you know what? For anyone new to football, the best time to score, I know it's any time, but the best time to score is a few minutes before half time, because thank you, Andrew. You need glasses, but thank you. That gives us the confidence, where Leicester had the confidence and they went like that as we went in at half time. And you always come out, and it gave us a chance. I actually thought we were going to do 2-2. My prediction was 2-2.
Well, I think our biggest fear, wasn't it, that we get we would concede before halftime, and that's happened to us a lot. And that was a huge moment, a huge decision, the right decision, you know, and those decisions have been made all season. So I'm glad they stayed consistent with that, because I tell you, after catching up with yesterday's game at Brighton, my goodness.
I haven't seen it, but I've heard the controversy.
I mean, you know, this is the issue now is, like, I'm not saying you can't say that that one game could see Brighton relegated or now they're in a relegation battle, because the game is played over 30 plus, right? Can't make those excuses. But my goodness, Amanda, when they make those kind of glaring mistakes, it is shocking at this level to be making those kind of mistakes. And finally, VAR worked in our favour today, and rightly so. They got it right today.
They did. They did. I just don't like it. I know what everyone's saying. I know people tweeted me straight away and went, I bet you like VAR now. It just slows the game. VAR is like Shaka. It just slows the game down.
Do you want to get to your man, Arteta?
Yeah. Listen, right. Oh, I say this time and time again. Unfortunately, we are in a process. And unfortunately, we are going to lose games. Everyone needs to stop losing their shit. He is doing his best. Whether you think that's good enough, it doesn't matter. He's Arsenal's manager. I think he's the right man for the job, and have said it week after week, whether we win, lose or draw. He is managing those players properly. He's dealing with those players properly. And there's something about, I want to read about, I've got a quote here about Martinelli, because everyone is losing their shit about this.
And this everyone's is quite, bringing it up right now, actually.
And it's quite interesting. So we'll just discuss Martinelli and I'll go back to Arteta. Arteta or Martinelli, he needs to keep working and make things difficult for us. He's a player who's going to give us a lot, but he needs some time, and we need to find the right games for him to give us what we need on the pitch. It's insane the amount of games and minutes these players are playing without any pre-season or break. I mentioned that we haven't got pre-season. Arteta hasn't had one. I think if you read between the lines on Martinelli, I personally think that maybe he's not working hard enough, or maybe he's got a slight attitude. I'm reading between the lines here. He needs to make things difficult for us. Well, the only thing I'm curious about, as I've said all along, is why did he play Willian? I've always said it. That's the one question I don't understand when he brings him on. Proves today in Benfica, I don't know. With the gaffer, I love Arteta. I think Carl does as well, funny enough. Is that the question I always had was Willian. He's answered that. I'd slightly talk to him about Martinelli. I've never been as obsessed with this Martinelli like you are, Sive. For me, he's a young boy that obviously something's going on. He keeps being put on the bench. He's obviously fit. I just feel maybe there's something going on behind the scenes. So that's why I read it out. Arteta, for me, is doing what I think a manager should do. He is managing players. We all discuss whether Saka would be rested today. None of us want him rested. We all want to see him every game, but he has to be rested. Otherwise, he's going to get injured, which I think is what's happened to ESR. I may be wrong. It may be just completely a football-related incident today, but you get muscular injuries. Kev would be here saying whether I was right or wrong or not on that, but we haven't got Kev today. And I feel it was his team selection. I don't have any issues with his team selection. And you knew when you looked at that bench that Partey was going to come on with 20 minutes, if you had any sense, and Aubameyang probably would come on. It would have been nice, and I'm glad he didn't bring Saka on. It would have been nice if Martinelli would come on, but we didn't need him. And I'll tell you what was lovely about today. For the last 15, 20 minutes, we could actually enjoy it. We actually looked like we ruled that game. It was just not an issue where I was plutzing. When it was half an hour to go and it was 3-1, I looked at Carl and I went, the problem we've got is this. If they get one, we will panic. We will just panic. We will lose the game. But as time went on, I started to get more confident and I felt like Arsenal's strength is now coming through. I may be wrong. We may get mullered next weekend. I don't even know who we got. Is it Burnley next weekend?
Yeah, Burnley. Saturday, yeah.
So we just got to keep the little momentum going. Wolves was the only thing. We played brilliant for 44 minutes. And I think the momentum would have carried, but it didn't. And then obviously all that shit hit the fan and all that. For me, Arteta gets a 9 today for everything he did.
Very well said. I've been exceptionally critical of Arteta on this show for right reasons in the Premier League in terms of choices, bad subs at times, you know, learning on the job. Arsenal Football Club should never be the kind of club that hires someone who's learning on the job. But you also have to be as loud in your praise as you are in your criticism. Mm. And that's why I think everyone who's criticized Willian doesn't mean you think he's the answer, doesn't mean you think he's an Arsenal legend or anything like that. But be as loud in your praise for him today as you have been in your criticism, because he had a great game. Same thing with Pepe. I've been very critical of Pepe. And I said, there's nothing more I'd love than to eat my words and be wrong about him. And he's been really, really good. You know, since the last four or five games where he's been given an opportunity. And the same thing with Mikel Arteta. I said at the beginning of the game, let's not kill the game before it's even started. Everyone just lost their minds with the team selection, right?
I don't know why.
We were still in Greece on Friday. It was a noon kickoff, right? And you have people having a meltdown because Willian is starting. Some were having a meltdown because of Pepe. You know, you are looking at Lacazette coming in for Oba. I mean, the front line was completely changed, right? He also brings in Pablo Mari. I don't think anyone argued about Cedric for Bellerin. So I think it's really easy to just be loud and criticize Arteta because it's been such a terrible season in the Premier League. But you know, you look at other teams around you who are supposedly having a decent season or were at one point favourites to win the league, and we're having our worst season and somehow we still have a sniff at finishing in the top six. I think that if you're going to build a squad, you have to have a team of players who can come in and do a job. And today, against a team that has been absolutely lauded, Leicester City, Brendan Rodgers, lauded, people talking about him, what's he going to do after Leicester? They fell like a lead balloon out of the top four last season, Amanda. Mm. Bottle jobs. And I don't want to hear like they had injuries. As I said earlier, we didn't start with Aubameyang. We didn't play Saka, our best player today, and we made six changes. And we beat a team that had the opportunity to go second today. And they've been decent all season. And we had Jamie Vardy, one of the most lethal strikers in the Premier League, in our back pocket all day long. So for those reasons, I think Arteta did a really good job managing the squad today. I would argue that potentially one of his better managed games. You know, everyone keeps saying, oh, he was coach, and ever since he's become manager, you know, he's not been able to kind of, you know, go through that process and when to make decisions and subs and stuff. But today he got it right. And
well, go on. What are you going to give? Because I've got some quotes on this.
I'll give him a nine, to be honest with you. I think that we beat Leicester City at the King Power Stadium with a team that had six changes, and we overcame adversity again. We went a goal down and we came back and won. We needed two goals against Benfica, Amanda. We came back and we won. That deserves credit.
Fantastic. I agree with you. And Leicester were at the time second, I think. Arteta, right, this is about the team now and him. It's not that we have to rotate. I want to rotate and give a chance to the players. The only way to do this is to play them. I'm so pleased that even with making a lot of changes, we were able to produce that kind of performance. I've got a couple more, but I just want to say something. He has to rotate, for the reason is, if any of them get injured, he's going to have to bring them in. They've got to know how to play with this team. Anyone needs to play. You cannot just keep them on the bench. He's right on that. Arteta on performances of senior players. They are the ones that have to drive the boat forward. They have to take that leadership and be accountable. Oh, see, I love it. I love Harry. I do. I love that. I love the discipline and the I'm manager. You and he's talking about senior players out loud. He's not doing it behind closed doors. He's not throwing them under the bus. He's talking succinctly.
Here's what needs to happen though, Amanda, and it really does, is that
we need to trust Arteta.
No, he needs to do this consistently now in the league. right?
Yes, of course.
It can't just be, it's not been great in the league,
no.
But we're still in with the shout. But that is also because the league's been so unpredictable this year and teams around us have been going through similar issues. Yet we've lost twice to Wolves. We've lost twice to Aston Villa. Today, thankfully, we stopped that rot by losing twice to Leicester City. It was brutal when Jamie Vardy came on as a sub at the Emirates and got that late goal. I mean, it was a gut. Right. And I think what we need to do is build consistency. The table never lies, ever. You are who you are because of the way you play. And that is who we've been this season. So the key is now is to be able to build consistency and go on a run now. Arsenal do love to go on a run in March.
But as Kev and I often say, well, we regularly say, he sets the team up. The players cross that white line. There's not much he can do. He can only make the subs. And for me, the players were brilliant today. He picks the team. He takes a plaudit. But the players obviously played out his plan. And I'm not being funny. Who gave us a chance at 1-0 down? I certainly didn't. I certainly didn't. And I'm just so pleased that we can come on this podcast and just be happy and enjoyed the match. I just feel that the consistency side of it is with every team. Spurs, unfortunately, are 3-0 up at half time.
Also, sorry, Mike, did I not just give him some love? I'm confused.
No, she did, Mike. For once, she did. And she's given him a 9. Be fair to her. but she's entitled to her opinion, whether I agree or not. And, you know, it may come out in time that Arteta isn't right for us. And you'll all look back at this and go, you lauded him for months on end, Amanda. But that's how I feel. And I'll stand by that. But today, it was just what I love, being 1-0 down, winning 3-1.
That's funny. I like that.
He just
redeemed himself with that line. Amanda, like what we try to do on our show, you guys, if you're listening for the first time, welcome and hit that like button and subscribe. And to the squaddies who are here regularly, it's okay. I've always been in the camp of you can criticize your manager if you're poor. That doesn't mean you want the manager out, right? But you also have to give him credit where it's due. And today he deserves that credit. He completely deserves that credit.
Sitting in a tree. But we're just happy. And
not
you know
yet,
what?
Not yet.
You know, I was really flabbergasted. And I think it showed on the last pod when Kev said to me that even people that want Arteta out are not happy when we win. And I swear, I was talking to Carl about it at half time. I said, I don't really understand this. I wanted Wenger gone for about 6 years. But my God, was I delighted when he won the FA Cup, when we won matches, when we beat Spurs. Why would you not be? And I think it's maybe the, I can't think of the word, the naivety of my thinking that you support Arsenal. I don't care if I'm right or wrong. I really don't care if I sit there and slag 9 players off and they win and I'm wrong and everyone goes at me on Twitter. I absolutely love it because I'm wrong.
100%.
So if you're an Arsenal fan, I don't give a toss to your agenda. Don't have an agenda. Your agenda is you want Arsenal to win every bloody game. The only time I'd ever want Arsenal to lose is if it stopped Tottenham winning the league. That'd be it. I never want us to lose. That's it. So, Captain Mary. Oh, poor Sophie. Honestly, if you only knew, if everyone like, there's over 600 of you now. She lives in LA for the new ones and she's been up since 3 a.m, 4 a.m. She wanted to do this show considering she had to start this at 6 a.m. She's had no sleep. So for the people that say that people shouldn't support a team that live abroad is absolute bullshit. Because I've got up, I've had a nice shower, sat down.
I'm still in my bathrobe, you guys.
I've washed my hair today. I've cleared up. I sat down at 11:30, watched all the pre-stuff, and I've watched the match, and it's what? It's 3:05 here. She hasn't had any – I couldn't have done it. I'd have gone back to bed after we won. I actually told you to stay in bed because we were playing Leicester a while. I said, watch it when you get up. But she is a massive trooper, and, you know, we haven't got Kev today. We haven't got a guest. We don't always need guests. Sometimes it's just nice, me and my girl that way. Sorry, me and my girl talking. And thank you for staying with us. And honestly, it's just a pleasure to have you all and all your comments on YouTube. We do try to get to them. We love them. We love the fact if you disagree with us, if you don't want to press like and you want to press dislike, it's totally fine. Football is all about opinions.
Yes, and we wear our heart on our sleeves and we're not afraid to come on air wearing our pyjamas, that's for sure. And big up to everybody in chat who got up at the crack of crack to watch Arsenal today. It was
all
well,
around the world.
Well worth it. Right. Amanda, any more quotes or are we good on that?
I think I've read everything. Okay. I think what I love about Arteta is win, lose or draw, he's quite positive on all of it. I quite like the fact that he does blame the players if he needs to, as in he won't shy away. I quite like that. I think as well what I like about it, if everyone who does want him to go, and I'm sure there's quite a few of you watching, just gives him a bit of time. Don't get me wrong, we could easily lose to Burnley. It is a mental season out there. It is COVID related. It is pandemic. We're all living in, I feel going like I'm going mad living in lockdown. Can you imagine what it's like as a new manager, a massive club, to do what he's had to do? I think he needs a little bit more credit. We're obviously 10th now, I'm assuming, because Tottenham are going to win this, aren't they? But we're in the, is it the last 16 of the Europa League? I never know what rounds
we're
in.
Yes, it's the last 16.
For a shit season, we're not doing too bad. So let's just keep being always Arsenal.
Listen, I completely agree and concur. We've agreed way too much today. What's going on with the world?
Kev won't believe it.
Full moon the other night. I mean, this is ridiculous. We agree on Arteta. We agree on Pepe. We agree on Willian. I mean, it's just been a total love fest. And here's your, thanks by the way, I love my pajamas too. Here's the scoop. Be happy. It's okay to be happy that the team won. I remember like some people after the Benfica, do you remember we had that conversation, Amanda, saying, what is wrong with people? Just be happy that we won. It's okay. It's all good.
I wasn't allowed to be happy by
a few
people,
you weren't.
Apparently.
Slap you on the wrist, Amanda. Right. Don't go anywhere, everyone, because I tell you something, you're going to love this. Are you ready, Amanda? All right.
Okay.
Our good friends at Football Prizes. Okay. Mm. Unfortunately, Scott didn't win and he got the free ticket this week. And I'm not sure, I haven't heard yet, but I don't think one of our listeners won this week. But by goodness, I am determined this week that you will, because we have something really special for you. Footballprizes.co.uk. Go get your ticket. We're going to give away a free ticket on Thursday as well. But let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss out on this. Because, boys and girls, this week's signed shirt is Kieran Tierney.
Love it.
Okay. Kieran Tierney, the brave heart, the warrior, the man who loves snow, wears T-shirts in snow, our new little firecracker of a player. That's the shirt for this week at Football Prizes. So go to footballprizes.co.uk, our good friends, and get yourself a ticket and keep listening out, because we're going to have a question for you on Thursday as well. Exactly, Al Karp. Oh, my God. Yes.
So get over to Football Prizes and get your tickets, because there's only 99.
There's only 99, which makes it really worth it, because your odds of winning are far greater than some of these other competitions as well. We all want that shirt. Me, Amanda and Kevin already said to Bill, can we just have the shirt? And he's like, no, you can't have the shirt.
We've got to buy a ticket.
I look like Kenny out of South Park. That's hilarious. Does it come with the Tesco bag? Amanda will throw in a signed Tesco bag for you. How about
you
that?
You can have a signed Tesco bag for me and the Kieran Tierney shirt if you win it.
It's totally short sleeves, Mark. Yes. And it's open worldwide. Absolutely. No matter where in the world you are, you can enter to win and they'll ship it to you. And,
it's
great
brilliant.
Stuff.
Can you imagine
great
having stuff. Kieran Tierney's shirt on your wall right there? Fabulous. Good luck, squaddies.
Right.
I hope one day you win. That's for sure.
I know. I think we're going to get close one day. This could be the one. I tell you something. If one of our squaddies wins the Kieran Tierney shirt,
yeah, right.
Might
so if anyone
win the Europa
wins
League
it,
as well.
Yeah. If anyone wins it, either email us, come on Twitter, or
yeah,
send
we'll
us a
pictures.
Message on YouTube. We need to know. We really want one of our squaddies to win it.
Great. All right. Now, I think that's it.
Yeah,
that's it for
we're
the day.
Done. We can let you go back to bed if you get a chance. Everyone in England, in the UK, can get on with their Sunday afternoon knowing that we beat the Foxes.
Good stuff. And we'll be back tomorrow, Monday, for Monday Madness. Kevin will return. We've got Kevin Says as well this week. We've got a special guest coming up later in the week. The Fan Forum returns on Friday. That's your show. So if you want to be on the show and join us live in this room and be with us and hanging out, all you have to do is email us at thehighburysquad@gmail.com, thehighburysquad@gmail.com. Until then, Amanda.
Thank you, Sophie, for getting up and doing this podcast. Thank you for joining us. Always Arsenal.